Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2023 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 17th of Iyar, 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. Stay tuned for the end of the show where I'm going to explain to you the beauty of Lag BaOmer, a holiday that the Jewish people are celebrating around the world. Now, let's get to the news. Israel's internal security agency, called the Shin Bet, has announced the arrest of a Palestinian terror cell responsible for attempting to carry out a bombing attack in the West Bank settlement of Beitar Elite in March. Do you remember that? There was a bomb planted on a bus, but it malfunctioned and did not detonate. The cell responsible for that has also been accused of planning additional attacks. Six suspects were named as residents of the towns of Batir and Beit Jala and the Daishish refugee camp in the Bethlehem area. The investigation uncovered each one's involvement in carrying out the bombing attack, from the planning stage to the production of explosives and the purchase of a getaway vehicle. They are to be charged with attempted murder, manufacturing explosives, membership in an illegal association, and other security offenses. An Israeli woman was also detained for aiding the suspect by helping him illegally enter the Israeli territory. She says she did not know of the person's intention. Nevertheless, the authorities are pursuing her. And this just in. There were deliberations about this, but the final word has been given. The European Union canceled part of its Europe Day event in Israel, as National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir was scheduled to represent the government and speak at the event. The EU embassy released a statement saying it had decided to cancel the diplomatic reception this year, but the Europe Day cultural event for the Israeli public would be maintained to celebrate the strong and constructive bilateral relationship. The statement said, quote, "Regrettably, this year we have decided to cancel the diplomatic reception as we do not want to offer a platform to someone whose views contradict the values the European Union stands for," end quote. Ben-Gvir said that the EU was engaging in censorship and that it was not diplomatic. Ben-Gvir is known to be a hard-lined right-winger, and some call him an extremist. The incident happened a week after Foreign Minister Eli Cohen visited Brussels to announce a new page in Israel-EU relations, including a high-level meeting in Jerusalem meant to strengthen ties. Member of Knesset Zvika Fogel, who is the chairman of the Knesset National Security Committee, has canceled all sessions scheduled for this week as part of an Otzma Yehudit party boycott of the cabinet and Knesset voting. Otzma Yehudit's political boycott is a result of what it argues as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's failure to implement, quote, fully right-wing national security policies. Fogel's committee was scheduled to hold three sessions this week, but the boycott has canceled all of them. Otzma Yehudit's ministers also boycotted Sunday morning's weekly cabinet meeting, and the party's national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, announced last week that the party would not attend Knesset votes until it is given, quote, significant influence over the government's national security policy. A 24-year-old Arab Israeli woman named Hanan Abu Hayit was shot dead outside her Haifa home while she was sitting in her car Sunday night. It's the latest fatality in a wave of violence in the Arab Israeli community around the country. Abu Hayit is reportedly the mother of a 5-year-old boy. Police suspect that the murder was carried out by a number of masked individuals in connection with a feud between two local crime families. An initial investigation found three masked gunmen approached the car Abu Hayit was sitting in and fired a number of rounds of shots at her. A neighbor said he heard between 5 and 10 shots. Abu Hayat's family left their home and has gone to stay with relatives for safety. There have been more than 90 suspected murders in Israel since the beginning of the year, with the vast majority of victims being Arab. In December of last year, there were two shootings in Haifa, including the killing of Abu Hayat's cousin at a restaurant and the murder of a father and his toddler son, which were likely connected and could be part of an ongoing underground feud. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I want to give a huge thank you to Mary Ann Vollinger and Jim Peck for starting and being with me on an initiative that I am beginning, and it is called the Israel Daily News Roundtable. I'm bringing together 10 to 12 individuals to discuss the news of the week, of the month. It's going to be a monthly session, and I will have multiple of them if I have people that want to engage in political discussion, in foreign affairs discussion, just break down the news, talk about how we feel. A lot of the times we're taking in so much information, and lately it's come to my awareness that it's important to have time to let these stories seep in, to discuss them, and to be able to express ourselves, because sometimes the news comes in and it never goes out. So if you are interested in the Israel Daily News Roundtable, I will be conducting the Zoom events, and I encourage everyone to sign up. There is a link to my Patreon. The page is new and active. It is a $20 membership to be a part of this Zoom. And of course, the proceeds go right to the Israel Daily News. I'm doing a variety of things to advance the Israel Daily News. I also want to give you an offer. If you have a mother that lives in Israel, or you know a mom in Israel, and you would like to give her a gift for Mother's Day, which is coming up on the 14th of May, use Hasod. This is a brand that I'm partnering with. I love them. You are going to get $5 off your order if you order with the discount code SHANNA5. My name has two N's in it. Don't forget that. That's how you're going to spell the promo code for your discount. That's SHANNA5, all capital letters. And I'm going to put the link to Hasod in the show notes. Again, that's Hasod, and the spelling is H-A-S-O-D. That's HasodStore.com. I also want to thank everyone who personally finances and funds and encourages the work here at the Israel Daily News with monthly contributions. I would not be able to do this without your support. If you would like to make a contribution yourself, check out the link in the show notes, which you can click on, and that'll take you to the page where you too can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. Check that out at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. Whoever contributes will get a handwritten thank you note and an original poem that I write myself to let you know how much I appreciate you. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shannafold. My name has two N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. The Israeli government is set to allocate 5 billion shekels, or 1.37 billion U.S. dollars, of its 2023-2024 state budget to meet the demands of Haredi lawmakers and their communities. It's all a part of the Orthodox Party's coalition deal with the Likud Party. That's the biggest party in today's Knesset, and it is headed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The majority of the funds are set to go toward yeshivas, or religious institutions, if you're not familiar with that term, and teachers at educational institutions, while 500 million shekels, or 140 million U.S. dollars, will reportedly go to the Jerusalem Tradition and Mount Meron Ministry. A similar amount will go toward advancing the socioeconomic status of the Orthodox community. And another 285 million shekels, or 78 million U.S. dollars, will go toward the formation of the Authority for Jewish Identity. Critics say the function of this yet-to-be organization is not clear, and they take issue with some of the representatives who are rallying against the LGBT community. The total budget presents 484.8 billion shekels, or 133 billion U.S. dollars in 2023, and that's 513.7 billion shekels, or 141 billion U.S. dollars in 2024. That's up from 452.5 billion shekels, or 124 billion U.S. dollars in 2022. Hamas is issuing a warning to Israel ahead of the Jerusalem Day Flag March, which is an annual march of Jewish pride that often passes through the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem's Old City. It's set to take place next week. The Palestinian terror group has stated that it will not allow Israel to, quote, Judaize Jerusalem, and has vowed to maintain its control over the city. And when I say maintain, that is a not a pretty serious word, because Israel and the Jewish people have control over Jerusalem as the number one, despite there are other populations that live in Jerusalem, of course. The flag march has been an increasingly contentious issue in recent years and has led to fears of violence and heightened tension between Israelis and Palestinians. Jerusalem Day is a celebration on the 28th of Iyar, which in 1967 was June 7th. That's according to the Gregorian calendar. It commemorates the reunification of Jerusalem after the Six-Day War in 1967, which Israel won after they captured Jerusalem. A festive parade is held in Jerusalem for the holiday, with festive ceremonies, state memorial services, and a large gathering of Thanksgiving. The main event, however, is the March of Flags in the afternoon. Thousands of people participate in the procession, which starts from the city center, enters the Old City, and ends at the Western Wall in a mass prayer of thanksgiving. Unfortunately, this holiday has become a contention within the last few years, with some Islamic people feeling that the march should steer clear of the Arab quarter of town or just not happen at all, as many of the non-Jewish population believe that Jerusalem should not be governed by Jews. Unfortunately, this holiday has become a contention within the last few years, with some non-Jews, specifically Arab people, feeling that the march should steer clear of the Arab quarter of town or not happen at all, as many of the non-Jewish population believe Jerusalem should not be governed by Jews. In recent years, there has been controversy over whether or not the marchers should stay away from the Arab parts of town on their march in an effort not to antagonize Arabs. Critics say Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and that the Jewish people should not be pressured into downplaying what is supposed to be a joyous day of celebration, as Jews yearned to return to Jerusalem since they were violently expelled by Roman forces some 2,000 years ago. However, people who don't want to see this march happen say that it shouldn't happen if it's going to antagonize anyone. Tonight at sundown, which is the night of May 8th going into May 9th, May 9th is my birthday, by the way, the Jewish holiday of Lag BaOmer commences. It is lesser known than some other Jewish holidays. Us Jews count the days between the holidays of Passover and Shavuot. There are 49 days of the counting, and we call it counting the Omer. Lag BaOmer is day number 33. This day has become festive and fun, and many people go up to Mount Meron in the north of Israel, where the mystic Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is buried. This is the anniversary of his passing on this day. You may recall a terrible tragedy 2 years ago in which there were hordes of people on Mount Meron celebrating, and there was a stampede which killed 45 people. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lived in the 2nd century and was the first to publicly teach the mystical dimension of the Torah known as Kabbalah, and he is the author of the Zohar, which is the book that Jews read to learn more about Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism. Rabbi Shimon instructed his disciples to mark the date of his death as the day of his joy, and until today, it is celebrated with joy. I am hosting a big bonfire celebration tonight in honor of this. As always, I'm putting on an event for Lag BaOmer together with Rabbi Jonathan Feldman for the International Community of Tel Aviv tonight with our organization Tribe Tel Aviv. We'll have hot dogs, drinks, and listen to live music. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2023. Tel Aviv has a low of 16 degrees Celsius and a high of 22 degrees. That's 61 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 72 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. You can sign up for that at israeldaily.news. I'm going to send you off with a song now by Yanir Kalinsky. It's called Besaravian Nigun. A nigun is a form of Jewish religious song. It's a tune that is sung together in groups. Enjoy this spiritual song and have a great and productive day and an excellent week.